Mr. Sharma, good afternoon. Okay, so what exactly, let's start here, what exactly did the mother have to say then? Oh, let's try and get Mr. Sharma on the line. There you are. All right, start again. What did the mother have to say then?
Good afternoon, Ray. This morning we witnessed Mumi and Lutu's mother, Maria Mushwana, in the stand. And she basically spoke in defense of her daughter, saying that she does not believe that her daughter would plot to kill her. She also said that she did not recall the incident by one of the alleged that has been testified by one of the alleged hitmen, who says he went over to her house or was taken to her house. And he got there and asked for a glass of water. And when he realized just how old and frail she was, he abandoned the mission to kill her. And she says she does not recall such an incident. There were also several questions that were posed to Maria Mushwana about her grandchild, who's Nomi Andlovu's nephew, who died. She says that, well, she does not believe that Nomia had anything to do with it, because she wasn't even in the area when he went missing in January of that year. And he only arrived in Bushbuck Ridge the day before the nephew's funeral. There were also questions around their relationship, and she says she has a good relationship with her child. And I guess that sums it up, why she believes that her child would not want to kill her.
Mr. Sharma, was she perhaps also quizzed on the fact that other family members have died? Does she not find something wrong with this? Was she asked about that?
Well, there were a couple of questions around some family members. And, I mean, she is quite elderly. So she does say that she does not recall most of the incidents that were posed to her, the questions that were asked to her about some of the relatives. She was asked about Nomi Andlovu's lover, who's also one of the alleged victims, and she says she knew him very well, Mr. Mabaso. She knew him very well, she was asked if she even attended the funeral, and she says she did. She did attend the funeral. She was asked about another lover of her daughter's, and she said she had no idea who that was. She'd only heard that there was a new lover on the scene, did not know the name, had never met the person, didn't even know where they came from. She was also asked about her daughter, Audrey is one of the alleged victims as well. That's Nomi Andlovu's sister. And she says, well, she was in a lot of pain, you know, emotional pain. She was obviously mourning the loss of her daughter. But she did not make the link to the allegations that her other child had actually been behind the murder.
So let's move over then to Nomia Rosemary Andlovu, who's herself. She's been testifying, hasn't she? She's been on the stand. What exactly has she had to say when asked about sort of all the people who have been killed?
Nomia Andlovu has been very interesting, Ray, and I'm sure many South Africans would agree, because there's been a lot of attention around her and her antics, I suppose. In court, she's posed for the media and done a lot of things that really had people wondering. Today, she was not well as she gave testimony. She complained about some chest pains and asked for a glass of water. However, she did get around to answering a couple of questions. Some of the questions that came up were around a relative of hers, Matala Omu, who she allegedly had registered in one of the policies as a spouse. She says she does not know anything about that. She'd actually registered him as a brother, and she puts the blame on the insurance company and says it probably must have been a mistake there somewhere, you know. And there's also the question around her pretending to be her sister when registering or opening one of these policies, and an expert has actually testified that the person on the other end is more likely Nomi Andlovu and not her sister Audrey. She denies this completely, and she's also given reason as to why there may be some confusion. She says at some point she had two cell phone contracts, and she'd given her sister one of the phones with the SIM card, and maybe that's probably why there's a kind of confusion that there is right now.
Her demeanor, now yesterday and the day before, in fact, I think the day before, she actually asked people or journalists to have a look at her backside. I think that was what's going on. What has her demeanor been today? Apart from not feeling well, has she calmed down a little bit?
She seems to be a lot calmer, Ray. She did look... she was wincing most of the time. She was pouting and looked as though she was in pain, as she had told the magistrate that she was not feeling comfortable and was experiencing chest pain. Look, we've had many faces of Nomi Andlovu in the last 3 days that she's been in court. I can't quite tell you what I believe she appeared to be today, but she was, I guess, she was calmer than she was when the cameras are on.
Are any other relatives going to be testifying in her favor?
We expect the brother to take the stand and testify in her favor. We will only see tomorrow how proceedings will go. As you know, there were interruptions today. We can only hope that things will carry on tomorrow. There are more witnesses that are meant to take the stand soon, Ray.
Eyewitness News reporter Masashaba Sefolaro on the line from the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court.